Hello, hello, everybody. It's Trevor, alongside my wife, Ava.
Hi.
Welcome to episode 4 of Trevor and Ava Save the World, a weekly podcast where Ava and I chat about entertainment, interesting news, and finish up with some audience advice. You too can be part of the show by simply emailing us your comments, questions, and concerns to advice@trevorandava.com. If you like that, please feel free to subscribe or follow us on your favorite podcast service, or leave us a thumbs up or a 5-star review. But enough of that, on to the show. What do you want to talk about first this week, Ava?
So this week we got a results back from 23andMe. We did it about 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the whole process started about 3 weeks ago because we had to do the bile with our saliva that we sent back to the lab. So we ordered 23andMe because it was on sale for Amazon Prime Day.
Yep.
It was about, like, $60 off? $100 off?
Yeah, I think it was normally $200 and it was $100.
Yeah, so it was $100 off. So we're like, okay, why not? So we ordered, got our little package home. We each got one, obviously. Then the instructions, they were very simple. We just had, like, this clear vial that we put our spit in. And it had a line, like, how much they needed. And package that, drop it off at the UPS. And after 2 weeks, we got our results. They email you your results. And, like, you also create a profile on your phone. So you download the app and everything. And you create a profile. And then they're available on your phone, too. Yep. So we find out that Trevor is 100% white.
Okay, not 100%. But 93%
European. 93% white European. What a shocking revelation.
It was a little bit surprising because, like, I've always thought of myself as Native American because, like, my last name is Native American. But
what's your last name?
Metoxin.
Ooh, what does that mean? Does it mean anything?
I don't know if it means something.
Oh, boring.
But we're from the Oneida tribe. And I was a little surprised that I'm only 6% Native American. But
your whole family is European, obviously. The results are what I thought they were going to be.
Yeah, but I was just thinking because, like, my last name is
Yeah, Native but American. A last name is something that you just carry on.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't carry on your DNA.
Yeah. I still identify with it.
Well, you got scholarships because of that, so.
True. And I'm 1% Japanese and 1% 1% African.
But, we all have African in us.
Yeah.
That's a trail probably like 500 years ago.
But yeah, it was mostly as expected with a lot of Eastern and Northwestern European with, like, British and my mom's side is Lithuanian and Luxembourg, so.
Which is, what's your biggest percentage?
The biggest percentage is Eastern European, so that's like the Lithuanian.
Oh, okay. Do you identify as a Lithuanian boy?
I guess I do now.
You have no choice.
Yep.
Okay, fun. So my results were way more interesting than Trevor's because mine, it's a mix of everything. So I'm 100% Eva.
Oh, okay.
That's what this thing says. 57.9% European, and that includes Southern Europe, which is Spain and Portugal, and 1.9% Italian. I have French and German, 2.7%, barely British, obviously, and 25% broadly Southern Europe. I have East Asian and Native American, so Native American and 26.7%, which Native American is not Native Americans like Pocahontas. It means that I'm from the American continent.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because I'm from Venezuela, so obviously all of that DNA it's coming from that area. Mm-hmm. From especially my mom's side, they're native.
Are you descended from the Incas?
Bay. That's Peru.
Well, they couldn't travel outside of Peru?
No. Well, Peruvians have a very specific traits. Like, you can spot a Peruvian in the spot. Right there. I mean, they're they're not that tall. They have different noses. Like, they all kind of had similar faces. Okay. Yeah, for East Asia, it just says 0.2% Siberian, whatever that means. And then I have African, 8.6% African, which is coming from West Africa. And, oh, Western Asia, 1.5%. So, results, I'm way more interested than Trevor.
You're 1.5% Jasmine.
Yeah, true, I have Arabian. Yeah.
So exotic.
I'm so excited, you know, so cool. And then I have a 5.3% on a sign. I don't know why. They couldn't find more about me.
Yeah, mine was only 0.6%.
On a sign. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's like certain markers that they have linked to different areas, and then they just weren't able to give you any other links.
I guess. But it makes sense. It makes sense about my DNA ancestry. So my last name is Italian because my dad's father was Italian. But actually, he was like first generation Italian because his family... Well, not first generation Italian. I think like second generation Italian. But his grandfather was from Germany. So that's why I have like the percentage between Italy and German. It's way higher for me. Which is funny because I'm like, what do I have German in there? So then my aunt was explaining to me that actually his grandfather was German. But then they had an Italian last name. Which I'm like, oh, interesting. But yeah, I don't know. And then my mom's side, they're all Venezuelans. And some of them are native. So I would think that's the 26 point something percent.
I was kind of curious because we did this and you and I were talking about how, yeah, I'm not as Native American as I thought I was, and I had, like, a diversity scholarship.
Oh, yeah. and you're, like, almost 100% white.
But I was kind of thinking, what if in the future they base, like, the diversity scholarships or programs on, like, your ancestry test results from services like this?
Yeah, I mean, because a last name is just a last name, right? Like, a last name can do a lot because, like, actually you can get out. I mean, I can get my European passport just because of my last name.
Yeah.
But then, like, if they see the percentage, they'd be like, oh, but she's, like, barely Italian.
Yeah, and you can change your last name.
So. Yeah.
Like, I have a friend whose family's last name was Gonzalez, but then they changed their name to Vermeer. So it went from very Mexican to, like, very European.
So, yeah. It is interesting. Maybe they will, because I would think they can have access to all of these.
Yeah. And I guess the only thing there is that you'd have to have, like, mandatory testing. That would be, like, $100 or whatever to get these
people tested. I mean,
like,
if we have kids, can we say they're Native? Because, I mean, if they see our results, they will have my DNA, right?
Yeah.
I hope they will have my DNA.
Yeah, I think when I was applying for it, there was some kind of requirement, like, you had to be this number of generations after, like, a fully Native, like, member of the tribe.
Mm.
And, like, I fit that, but maybe they can be more specific in the future that we have access to this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's also interesting because, obviously, this is just based on our DNA sequencing. And when your DNA is being put together from your mom and your dad, you get certain traits and there are certain traits you don't get.
Yeah.
So, like, if my dad is 25% Native, like, I'm kind of 12.5% Native,
mm-hmm.
but I might not get all of that 12.5% genes.
Yeah.
Or I might get more than 12.5%, depending on how that lottery goes.
And you do look more like your mom. So, like, you have more traits from your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, so it's different between, like, your genetic ancestry and
also your DNA, like, every 7 years, like, you have a DNA, right? But those molecules can be altered depending on the environment you live in. So every 7 years, like, they can change. When it comes from, like, illness. No, obviously your DNA traits, but, like, for illness, like, we did this test and it will show like there is no cancer traits right now, but 7 years that DNA can be altered by the environment you're living in, and it might show it. There is a percentage that says that it can happen.
So then moving on to our health report that we got back from 23andMe, it tells you like what kinds of conditions or variants that there are in your DNA. And I think it explains it that if you have one variant, you're a carrier for a trait, but if you have two variants, then you have the trait. And neither of us had any condition fully, but we're carriers for a couple. And we both have age-related macular degeneration.
Which is a vision, right?
Yeah. But it is age-related. And, like, my sight's really good right now. Ava's not the best.
I wear glasses.
But age-related, so who knows? Maybe when I hit 50, I'll start losing my vision.
Well, that happened to men. They get presbyopia. How do you call that? The one that you can't...
Astigmatism?
No. I think it's called presbyopia. That you can see... For far, but you won't be able to see very close, so you need special glasses, the bifocal glasses. Because that's what happened to my dad. My dad had really good vision, and once he hit 50, he needed those bifocal glasses, because then to read like a text message, he will have to put it really far from him.
Yeah, I don't remember if it's farsighted or nearsighted, but because I don't remember if farsighted means you can't see.
And your sister.
Yeah.
So like it is in your family too.
Yeah.
My whole mom's side, they all wear glasses.
My mom wears reading glasses too. So. But me and my brother.
Reading glasses.
Me, my brother, and my little sister don't have glasses or anything. So.
Mm.
But age related, maybe.
Yeah. Well, Cassidy also has a different DNA than you do.
Yeah. I have hereditary hemochromatosis, which apparently it's like my body can deposit iron in my organs if I have too much iron.
Mm hmm. I think I had that. Yeah, I do have it.
No, you have something else.
Hereditary thrombophilia.
Thrombophilia.
Didn't you have that too?
No, I don't have that one. I have the hemochromatosis.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the same.
What is
thrombophilia?
Thrombophilia.
Let me check. Because I swear I thought we had the same thing. It says, read a bit.
Hereditary thrombophilia is a predisposition to develop harmful blood clots.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Oh, so that's like pulmonary embolisms and like the deep vein thrombosis stuff.
Yeah, I remember these because it was the only part that was a little scary for me. It said that it can result in miscarriages.
Mm. But you're just a carrier, right?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, no, it's for you, it's a slightly increased risk, so I guess you might... You do have a chance of having it, yeah.
Yeah.
Because for me, it says I don't have any increased risk in my conditions.
Oh, okay. Okay, and that's why my age-related macular...
Degeneration
says I have it, because I do have it. Like, I have to wear glasses to read.
Yep.
Okay.
And then the only other one that that's all that you have, but I have familial Mediterranean fever.
You have to move to the Mediterranean.
At first I thought it meant I was attracted to Mediterranean girls.
I'm not Mediterranean.
You are. You're Italian. You talked about how much South European you are.
When I get tan, I get Mediterranean tan.
Yeah, you get very Mediterranean tan.
Yeah. I don't get red like you.
I just burn. But yeah, so Mediterranean fever, it's like a condition where you frequently get fever symptoms, even though you don't have an infection or anything.
And joints.
Yeah, like inflammation in your joints.
And I think you have it, because remember when... So we did a road trip several months ago, like 3 months ago, that we drove all the way from Fort Myers to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like 18 hours drive, right? Yep. And then besides, we drove in the city, so it was a little driving for you. I didn't drive at all, even though I offered to drive. But he didn't let me, because apparently I'm too slow. So, you came back home after like probably a total of 40 hours of driving.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't walk. Like, you woke up one day and your feet were like, ah! And yeah. Like, what happened? Like, I can't move. My feet hurt.
Yeah, that was interesting. It was like the week after we got back. And just suddenly one day I woke up and I was like trying to get out of bed. And the foot that I was stepping out of bed on just like didn't work. It was like crazy amounts of pain and just I couldn't walk on it.
Yeah.
I think it was like inflamed or something from all the driving, but.
Yeah, that's what the doctor said, right? It had like a trauma something. She said the word trauma.
No, they never figured out what it was. Yeah. It just went away, so.
Yeah, we soaked it in salt and warm water. But it took like a whole week for you. See, that's why you should have let me drive.
Well, it's fine. I work at home, so I don't have to be on my feet that much anyway.
But you were crying about it.
I didn't cry.
Yeah, you were crying. And then the other interesting things that we got are traits, right?
Oh, yeah. 23andMe, they link a lot of traits that are... They're not that useful, but they're interesting a lot of the time. Like, one is asparagus odor detection.
Is it like when you pee?
I think so, because asparagus makes your pee smell weird. And then if you have the trait that you can smell that, or if you have like a cleft chin, or if you're more likely to get dandruff, you get these kinds of traits.
Yeah.
And I think what they do is they kind of survey people on what their preferences or what they get on these traits, and then they compare all the DNA and figure out.
Yeah, because before this, I answered 200 questions, I guess.
Yeah, I didn't do that.
You didn't do it. But that's why they keep emailing me, and they're like, do you want to answer more questions for our studies and reference for the future? I'm like, okay. So I keep answering questions for them. You want to read them?
Sure. So we got ability to match musical pitch. And I think we both had a 50-50 on that one.
Yeah, I'm very musical. In Spanish.
You're 50-50, you're not.
And so, well, you always say that you're musical, but you're 50-50 and I'm 50-50, so you're not that musical.
I just have musical experience. I'm not saying I'm naturally gifted. This is if you're naturally gifted.
Oh, okay. I mean, 50-50, it's not bad. Like, we have potential.
For asparagus odor detection, we... both can smell it.
Yeah, and it's true.
So I have for back hair.
Wait, I have a different one.
There's just some for men that you don't have.
Oh, okay.
But mine is like little upper back hair, no bald spot.
Which you do.
I have a little bit of a bald spot.
A little bit big.
A little bit of a bald spot.
A little bit big.
Okay. Bitter taste.
I have bitter taste. Likely cannot taste.
And I can taste.
You can taste it?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what that means.
I mean, I don't know either if it's like, if coffee tastes different. Because coffee is bitter, right?
Yeah. And sometimes it tastes very bitter for me.
Yeah. That is one thing that, although, like, these are our results, I'm not 100% confident that they're fully correct. Because, like, I have the bald spot thing that it says I don't have a bald spot.
Yeah.
And then later it says, no hair loss early, just stuff like that. So,
yeah.
So it's possible that these aren't 100% the case, but these are at least how they correlated things.
Yeah. Then they say bunions. Less likely than average to have a bunion.
Same for me.
What's a bunion?
I think it's like a thing that on your foot.
Okay.
Like a callus or something.
Cheek dimples. Likely no dimples. It's true. I don't have any dimples.
No, me neither.
Cilantro taste. Slightly higher. Odds of disliking cilantro. Yeah, I don't like cilantro.
I like cilantro, but it says the same for me.
What is it? It says?
Cleft chin.
Cleft chin. No cleft chin. Dandruff. More likely to get dandruff. Horrible.
Yeah, me too, unfortunately.
But I don't have dandruff. Yeah. It's because I wash my hair really well. You probably don't wash your hair really well.
Okay.
Earlobe type. Likely detached. That's a lie because my earlobes are like super attached.
Your earlobes?
Yeah, look.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They're very interesting. Attached. Yeah.
Mine are detached.
They say earwax type.
Ew.
Yeah. Mine says wet earwax.
Yeah, mine too.
Eye color, likely brown or hazel eyes. Ooh, now I guess I have hazel eyes.
Hazel.
Hazel, that's what I said.
Likely blue or green eyes for me.
Fear of height, more likely than average to be afraid of height. Oh my god, that's so true. I cannot do a roller coaster. Last time I've been on a roller coaster was like, probably like 12 years ago, and I can't go on top of a roller coaster.
It says the same for me, but I feel like I'm not that afraid of heights. Like, obviously, if I'm, like, if I'm standing on the edge of a building and, like, there's a long drop. Glory. Yes, standing on the edge of glory. if I like, look down, yeah, I get afraid, but I don't think that's, like, just because it's high. It's because I could die if I take a step in that direction.
I mean, some people, they're not afraid of height, or, like, they have, their adrenaline is so high that they...
Well, they just sound like dumb people. If you can die.
I mean, they live to the limit. I don't know. Fear of public speaking, I'm a 50-50 chance. And it's true, I'm kind of shy when it comes to public speaking. I just get self-conscious about what I'm going to say.
Sometimes. Well, you're doing public speaking right now.
Yeah, but people isn't looking at me. And
there's no audience in the room?
There's no audience, right?
I'm less likely to have a fear of public speaking, which, I don't know. I feel like I'm probably afraid of public speaking a decent amount, but
It'd be cool to not be afraid of public speaking. Finger length ratio, likely ring finger longer.
Oh yeah, this is one where it's like, is your ring finger longer than your index finger?
No, mine is shorter.
What do you mean your ring finger is longer than your index finger?
Would you my index finger?
Well, the ring finger is the one that you have your ring on.
Yeah.
And your index finger is like your pointer finger.
Oh yeah, it's longer.
Yeah, same for me.
I thought it was the middle one. Flat feet. Yeah, I have flat feet. When I was little, I have to wear orthopedic shoes.
Mine says I'm more likely than average to have flat feet, but I feel like mine aren't that flat.
You're so flat, babe.
What do you mean?
You have no bridge.
Look at this arch.
You have no arch. Look at mine. I have way more arch, and I have flat feet.
Okay. Well, I don't. I guess I don't know what it means.
Well, I don't know. I just, like, I spent, like, 10 years of my life wearing orthopedic shoes.
So. Anyway, freckles. Likely little freckling.
Me too. I don't have freckles.
You don't have freckles. I do.
I have moles, but I don't have freckles.
But, like, not on your... You don't have much.
I have one mole on my face.
Like, one,
and
literally.
And one on my arm.
And like, one on your chin.
And one on my chin.
And I have a bunch of freckles.
Yeah, you do. But you're white, you're more pale. Hair racing. Photo bleaching, more likely to experience hair photo bleaching. So my hair apparently changes color, it gets bleached from the sun.
Mine's 50-50, which I've never, my hair is very dark, I've never seen it. Does it get shiny in the sun?
Yeah, I mean, it looks lighter on the sun.
Okay.
Like on the dark inside it looks brown, when you go outside it looks like a
I'm blonde?
Like a lighter brown. Mine's black and in the light look kind of like reddish. Hair texture, likely straight or wavy. More like poofy.
Yeah, yours is very curly. Mine says straight
okay.
or wavy.
Okay,
too.
But we live in Florida and we have humidity. And that doesn't help because when we lived in San Francisco, I could lift my hair down and it was just like wavy. No, poofy. Here's like a poof. Hair thickness, less likely to have thick hair. Yeah, my hair is very thin.
Yep, I got the same.
Ice cream flavor, so it says more likely to prefer vanilla over chocolate ice cream.
This is an interesting one that they found a genetic marker for if you like chocolate or vanilla ice cream.
I do like vanilla ice cream more than chocolate ice cream, but I like chocolate bars. So I don't like brown, I don't like chocolate cake that much. Like, if they put a brownie or a chocolate bar, I would pick the chocolate bar.
Interesting. I would pick the brownie.
But I think it's because I like crunchy things. I like to bite.
Yeah.
So brownie is, like, too soft for me. Light or dark hair? Mine's dark.
Mine too.
My hair is black. Misophonia. More likely to hate chewing sounds. Ugh, hate it. Trevor makes... noises
for me
chews.
it says less likely to hate chewing sounds, so
oh
I don't
god.
care.
Yeah, I do care. Oh my god, my dad too, he makes so many noises when he eats. Mosquito bite frequency, likely bitten more than often than others, so the mosquito likes my blood. Although, like, so apparently I get bitten by mosquitoes a lot, but I don't feel it. Like, some people, like when you get bitten by mosquitoes, like, you get a reaction from it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Like, it's I feel a good it thing that I hit them.
Yeah. Motion sickness. More likely to experience motion sickness. Yeah, that's true. I don't, like, if I go on a boat, I get very dizzy. Or if I go on the plane and, like, get up, land, when the plane lands, I'm like, woo.
What about, like, writing or something in a car?
Oh, yeah. If I'm reading something in the car, I get super busy. If I'm looking down, I get really, my belly gets, it hurts.
Yeah. For me, it says less likely to get motion sickness, but I definitely have had cases of being in the car, reading or writing, and
yeah,
it gets bad.
Newborn hair. I don't know what that means. Likely little baby hair. So, like, when I was born, I had a full hair, head of hair when I was born.
Yeah, it says babies are born with all the hair follicles they will need for their lifetime, about 5 million. Each of those follicles produces and then sheds one tiny hair in the uterus before the baby is born.
So, I had a full head of hair.
I'm not sure how much I had. Probably not
My
much.
Brother was bald almost, and he has a lot of hair now. Photosnakes reflex.
Yeah, so this is the one where if you like have a sneeze coming, and then you like stare at a light, it'll make you sneeze.
Oh, yeah. It says, mine says that I don't have that. It's true. That's weird.
Me too.
Red hair, likely no red hair. Yeah.
Same for me.
Skin pigmentation, likely lighter skin.
Same for me.
Stretch marks, likely more likely to have stretch marks.
For me, it says 50-50.
Oh, horrible. Sweet versus salty. Likely prefer salty. Yeah, I prefer salty.
Me too.
Toe length ratio.
So this one is if your second toe is longer than your big toe.
Oh, yeah, mine is.
Which mine is.
Unibrow. Unibrow. Bro. Unibrow. Likely. At least a little unibrow. Oh my god, I barely have eyebrows.
Yeah, you don't have any.
No.
I get some hairs in between that I need to take care of, so I have that.
I have to fill in my eyebrows because they're so thin. Wake up time. So it can tell you like when your body is fully awake. And apparently my wake up time is around 9 a.m. Which is funny because I wake up like at 6:30 a.m. every morning. So for those like 2 hours, almost 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
I'm asleep. Like, I go to work, I'm like sleeping. I don't know, like, my body is not fully awake. It's interesting. I mean, I thought out of everything that one was the most interesting. Because what's your wake up time?
Mine is 8:35 p.m. Oh. No, not really a.m. but sometimes I feel like it should be p.m.
Oh my god, Trevor. Well, it's because you go to bed really late.
I'm a night person, for sure.
Like, I always said, like, I feel like we should take the TV from the room, like, out of the bedroom, but then, like, I kind of want to watch something at night, but yeah, you go to bed pretty late. You go to bed, like, at 12:30, 1.
No, midnight pretty consistently, but I definitely, before I moved to Fort Myers with you, I definitely stayed up later. But since I got my new job, I definitely kind of simplified my sleep schedule.
So that means you've been working harder now?
Maybe.
Before you were not working that hard.
Well, sometimes I would
work
past
midnight.
Or
you're aging and you're older.
I'm aging?
Yeah, you need more rest. You know, like how people need more rest.
It's the opposite. I read a study that actually, the older you get, the less sleep you need.
But like, they go to bed like at 6 p.m. and then they wake up at like 5 a.m. They go to bed really early.
I don't know. The study, I guess it was just like, how much sleep do you need? So I guess it's not quite the same. But it was like babies need like 16 hours or something.
Well, because they're growing.
Yeah. Their body's like building their bodies while they're sleeping.
Yeah. It's just so interesting that like we can't remember anything from when we're babies and like all that growing up process. I mean, like when we're babies. Like, it probably hurts a lot. Like, your whole, like, your body's stretching, you're making bones. hunger.
And obviously we do remember stuff because that's how we learned, like, how to talk and how to do, like, a lot of stuff.
But we don't remember, like, if we have pain or, like, did our teeth hurt? Probably did, right? Because when you see babies crying, like, when you see a baby, you're like, oh, it's
because they're just being babies about it.
Because they're feeding and, like, you give them something cool. But it's just interesting that, like, our brain kind of erases that.
Yeah, maybe it's too busy with other stuff to be building memories at that point.
But yeah, so you're white and uncool.
One thing that I thought was interesting, there's a wellness section where it kind of tells you some health stuff. And it says for both of us that our genetic weight, like, we're both predisposed to weighing more than average.
Yeah, true.
But then it also gives you, when you click on that, that it gives you some tips where it's like, if you do this thing. So, for example, it says avoiding fast food is associated with weighing up to 17.2% less.
But that's obvious. Like, they don't have to tell you that.
Yeah, but it's just kind of nice that they kind of, like, give you tips and, like, exercising is associated with weighing 15.7% less.
Yeah.
So I think it's cool that they kind of give you tips.
Mm-hmm. Oh, caffeine consumption. It says likely to consume less caffeine. I don't know. I have coffee in the morning.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a weird one because it's like, why is how much caffeine you drink genetic? Because I can just drink as much coffee as I want.
Lactose intolerance is likely tolerant.
Yeah.
But I don't really drink milk. I just drink almond milk.
But you're fine when you do drink milk. Or have cheese or something.
Oh, yeah. I love cheese. True. Cheese comes from milk.
And then it says muscle composition. I have the muscle composition that's common in power athletes.
I have elite power athletes.
Oh, me too.
I didn't say the word elite. I said.
So.
We're made of pure muscle.
Yeah.
So next time my mom says, Eva, how's your diet going? Be like, Mom, I'm made of pure muscle. Okay? I have the elite power athlete body.
And there's a saturated fat and weight association. And it says, if you have a diet with a lot of saturated fat, like, will you weigh more or less than average? And for me and Eva, it says similar weight.
So we can do keto.
So, yeah, so saturated fat doesn't affect...
the cholesterol.
It might affect the cholesterol. It doesn't affect the weight, specifically.
Oh, it doesn't, you want your cholesterol to be
good. Yeah. That's the thing. It says only weight. Doesn't say about anything else.
Okay.
And then the last one was sleep movement, and I move average or less.
I move a lot.
Yeah, you move a lot.
Mine says that I move more than average.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, I wake up in the middle of the night, and she's, like, completely flipped, her head's on the foot of the bed. And
just... It's because I'm an elite athlete, I'm working out while I'm sleeping.
You're, like, dreaming that you're swimming or something.
Yeah, swimming around the bed. Oh, my God.
But if you guys want to try out 23andMe, we encourage it. It's kind of fun to see what traits you have and your ancestry. And if you want to add us and, like, share your results with us, you can... connect with us through the 23andMe app. I think you just need the email. So if you want to connect with me, my email is trevormetoxin@gmail.com.
And mine is evameneghini1@gmail.com.
And then we can connect and share results.
And be friends. So cute.
Genetic buddies. And now on to entertainment. The first piece of entertainment we want to talk about this week.
Fast and Furious.
Well, it's not Fast and Furious. It's Fast and Furious Presents.
Oh.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Oh.
Because it's not in the mainline Fast and Furious franchise.
Okay.
It's like a spinoff. Because...
But it was fast and it was furious.
Oh, it was. But because I think, like, The Rock and...
Yeah,
Vin Diesel don't get along. So
they hire another bull guy.
They're only doing, well, they've all been in the series before.
Oh, okay.
We haven't seen all of the Fast and Furious movies, but I'm pretty sure The Rock and Jason Statham have been in it before as the same characters.
Oh, okay.
I think Jason Statham was actually, like, a bad guy. And then, like, The Rock was, like, the cop guy going after them one time, too, so.
Oh, that's why his mom was in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, Fast and Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw, starring Helen Mirren, Jason Statham, Idris Elba, Dwayne Johnson, Isa Gonzalez.
But she was, like, a second in the movie.
Yeah.
She's a Mexican actress. I mean, she was really good, but she
barely. Vanessa Kirby and Eddie Marson, and some guest appearances by Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Hart.
Oh, true. Yeah, I like Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, he was very funny.
He was funny.
But I feel like nowadays he's kind of found, like, the character that he's always gonna play.
Like the sarcastic but cute?
Yeah, like he plays the same character, whether it's Deadpool, literally the same character as Pikachu, except he didn't swear. And then the same character was in this movie.
Yeah.
Just, like, not dressed as Deadpool and not Pikachu.
Yeah. Well.
But it works. I like it.
He has a good personality.
Yeah, totally. All right, so the quick blurb for the movie. Lawman Luke Hobbs and outcast Deckard Shaw form an unlikely alliance when a cyber genetically enhanced villain threatens the future of humanity. I'm not sure if you can cyberly genetically enhance something.
Yeah, I didn't understand that virus. Like, okay, so she was carrying the virus.
Wait, you're jumping ahead.
Oh, sorry.
We were talking about Idris Elba being, like, the enhanced guy.
Oh, yeah, he was, like, a robot.
Yeah, I guess, like,
well, it was about, like, that theory of Darwin, like, the strongest survive, and, like, the theory of evolution.
Yeah, yeah. So the premise of the movie, Idris Elba is a bad guy, and he works for a company that they want to pretty much kill all the weak people in the world.
The theory of evolution.
Yeah, natural selection.
Natural selection.
Yeah. And they want to, like, genetically and cybernetically modify people to make them stronger. And so he's, like, he calls himself Black Superman in the movie, which he kind of is.
Yeah, because he's bulletproof, and, I mean, he can't fly, but probably if they had wings.
Yeah. But I have to say, like, the coolest part of him was probably his motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
His motorcycle was super cool.
Yeah.
I want that motorcycle.
His motorcycle was kind of like a Batman, thing that Batman will create. Something like that.
That it, like, I don't know, like, change its shape to, like, fit under things. And
yeah, and then he will call it, like, an Uber, like, boop, and it drives by itself.
And he was, like, one time he was, like, laying on the ground, and then the motorcycle, like, just picked him up.
Oh, yeah.
It was interesting. But, yeah, that was probably his coolest thing. Yeah, he was strong and bulletproof and stuff, but.
And he had, like, a special vision that he can see.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, he can never get punched because he can see the strength that was coming towards him, how he was gonna get punched, so he can skip all of those punches and bullets and everything. But then until they figure it out, if we attack him from the front but somebody's from behind, he doesn't have eyes in his back, so that was the only way that they could defeat him.
Yep. So, yeah, he and his company are, like, they're trying to go after this virus that they created that, I guess MI6, like, stopped. And it's, like, a mechanical virus that they can program, that their plan was to use it to go airborne and kill all the people in the world that are weak. But I guess, like, the doctor thought he was making it to, like, send health.
Yeah.
Like, fix people's health problems.
Poor Russian doctor.
Yeah, poor guy. But he got to use a flamethrower, so he had his moment.
Yeah, he got killed though. It was a very boy movie, to the point that they will be competing in the movie, like, who's the manliest of all of them.
Yeah,
two of them.
I mean, I think we haven't seen all the Fast and Furious, but I imagine that's what most of them are. It's very heavy on, you know, action and, like, driving car chase kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they do some really cool stuff with it, like with the motorcycle that we mentioned. Jason Statham drives his McLaren around London. That's fun.
Yeah.
And then when they go to Samoa at the end, they have like all these custom built Jeeps.
Oh, true.
That, it's kind of
like
weird.
Like Ping My Ride.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, it's fun. You see the part in the trailer where they're like, they have a chain of cars attached to a helicopter. And it doesn't really make sense that all these cars are like getting attached to each other.
But, yeah, they're,
but it's kind of funny to
like
see.
Like magnetically, they get magnetically attached to each other.
Yeah,
or
yeah, like
clamp into each other. Yeah.
The first car has like a big cable that they throw and they attach to the helicopter, but then, like four other cars come in and, like magically attach themselves. One guy, he like threw two cables and he just had to hope that he hit the axle of the car behind him.
Obviously,
like,
they got attacked.
It's like, oh, perfect. First try. And then there was another one where he had, like, the ball on the back of the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, to hold a trailer.
Yeah.
And I guess it started down, and then he pushed a button, and it just went up and, like, hooked into the car behind him.
Yep.
And then there was another one that just had hooks that just attached to the car behind it somehow.
Well, there were, it was a movie, babe.
Yeah, yeah. It's, I mean, yeah, I think a while ago the Fast and Furious movies became like superhero movies where it's
yeah,
like they're just doing crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was really cool. The action was good. It was funny.
Yeah. The Rock, he's really funny.
They had some...
He became such a good actor.
Yeah, it takes practice.
Yeah, but he's really good. Like, he's really natural. Like, I feel like that's just him.
Well, that was his job when he was a wrestler, too.
Oh, true.
He's been acting his whole life, just in different ways, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good.
You didn't like him early on in his career in, like, movies like Doom?
I never seen that movie.
Based on a video game.
Oh.
It's not very good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never seen it.
Yeah.
It's not the kind of movie. The movie was good, but it's not my kind of movie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think if it didn't have humor at all, I would be, like, sleeping.
Yeah. Well, you like rom-coms and stuff, so.
I like rom?
Rom-coms.
Oh, romantic comedies.
Yeah. Which?
But you said I like rom.
Well, you like rum too, right?
I don't like rum.
No?
No.
But you're from Venezuela.
Yeah.
Isn't that blasphemy?
People also drink a lot of beer in Venezuela, and I don't like beer.
Wow. What a weirdo. You just like Moscato?
Yeah.
Although you've been liking mojitos and stuff, right?
But instead of mojito with rum, because mojito you make it with white rum, I'm making it with gin.
Oh. That probably has another name, but...
A ginjito.
Sure. Oh, and we went to the movie, and they just recently released the unlimited subscription for Regal Cinemas.
We paid $23.50 plus tax is like $25.
Yeah. So
I
it's like...
I don't know what the accent was.
You're just trying out something new. I can respect that.
It was like a Mexican.
So, yeah, we paid, it's like $25 a month, and you can see as many movies as you want, and you get like 10% discount on concessions and stuff like that.
Yeah, soft drinks only, not the bar.
Oh, well, but like snacks and stuff
too.
Yeah,
but just, not the bar.
Yeah, we went to a theater. You have to pay more if you go to like their fancy theaters, and we went to like a new one in Naples that they have like a bar area, and it's all very nice and new.
Yeah, and the chairs are, like, way nicer.
Oh, yeah, and they recline and everything.
They're big, and you're like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. And even, like, the armrests are, like, very wide.
Yeah.
So we prefer going there.
It's, like, a 40-minute drive.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
The other two theaters near us, it just kind of always smells like...
Mildew?
Mildew and old people.
I mean, this. If you look up the ceiling, it has fans. Which movie theater has fans? Like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I got really angry at the fans.
But yeah, so we like going to that one, so we'll pay the extra. But yeah, we got a, I got a Bloody Mary at the bar, and you got a margarita?
A blackberry margarita.
A blackberry margarita.
It was good.
But yeah, so that was our theater experience.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're definitely liking the fact that we get a subscription now, so we can go see a movie a week and not have to pay every week.
I like two movies.
Yeah.
Or three. Or four.
I could go work from the theater.
Oh my god.
I mean, if like one of us was homeless.
But obviously you can't. You're gonna bother people with your screen.
Oh well, I'd have to sit in the back row. Okay. And put it on the dimmest setting.
What if they think you're recording?
That's possible. I don't know. Yeah, I might get yelled at, but
yeah.
I was just thinking about it.
Por Dios.
Cause like,
por Dios.
Just the idea of it, you have an unlimited movie pass that you can be in the theater as long as you want.
Yeah, it is cool. So the process is like, you come inside. So this movie theater, I didn't see any. Oh, we saw it later on. Like the actual, the ticket, the box.
Oh yeah, it's outside.
What's it called? What do you call the box?
The ticket booth?
No, the box.
Box office?
The box office. But when you can go inside, pick your movie, and then you create your account on the phone, subscribe, everything on the phone, download it. We did it with Regal. Download the Regal app, and you take a picture, because you need to put a picture of yourself, and then you just select the movie you want, and scan your barcode, and that's it. Then you just go into the movie theater.
Yep.
I mean, like, they have to still, like, check your ticket, but
yeah.
You just go into the movie theater after that, and enjoy yep. your movie. And then we came out, and we did it again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really easy, and I think AMC has been doing this for a while. And I think it's kind of just the thing where it's getting less and less common for people to go to the movies with all the streaming services and stuff that you have. So I think it just makes sense for them because they're going to get people that subscribe and forget to go to the movies, so at least they're getting some money out of them.
Yeah.
But for people like us, we're the ones saving money by doing the subscription.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It is a good experience.
Yeah.
It is fun.
And I also like that this theater is, there's not crowded at all.
Oh, yeah. Well, people hasn't discovered, I think.
Yeah, I think, like, it must be
open, like, maybe they opened, like, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, brand new.
Yeah, and they have the 4DX movies where, like, the seats move and everything that we saw Spider-Man with.
Yeah. They throw water at us,
too. Yeah. But, yeah, so the movie Hobbs and Shaw, it's really fun. If you like cars and action, it's good. But it's not like an emotional movie or anything.
No.
But it was very funny.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
It was entertaining. It was kind of long, though. It was 2 hours.
Yeah, I was surprised how long it was. I felt like I knew they were going to Samoa at the end. But I felt like the movie was going to end when they were in Chernobyl.
Oh, true, because they went to Chernobyl. They went to Ukraine.
Yeah. It felt like that was like a good place for it to end, but then I was like,
I don't want to say Ukraine, so.
Now we're going to Samoa.
Yeah. It was nice. It was entertaining. And continuing the action shows or movies, we saw the whole first season of
The Boys.
The Boys. Not The Boys, like the show The Boys.
What? Oh, not The Voice.
Not The Voice.
In English, The Boys makes sense. Although you guys say it the same.
The Boys. Los Niños.
Yeah, exactly. Los Niños.
Los Chicos, I would think. Because they're not niños.
And The Boys stars Carl Urban, Jack Quaid, and Anthony Starr. Which Jack Quaid and Anthony Starr didn't know before this. At least I don't remember them from anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Quaid is the main character.
The British guy?
Carl Urban is the British guy.
Okay.
He's been in a lot of stuff. Jack Quaid.
Oh, Homelander?
Homelander is Anthony Starr.
Oh.
Quaid is
I'm
the...
I'm not getting anything right.
No, you're not. Jack Quaid is the... Oh, what's his name? Huey.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know him.
Yeah, I haven't seen him before either. I guess he's Dennis... Is it Dennis Quaid? It's the other actor. Maybe it's his kid. He was in, like, the dog movie. Mm-hmm. The Dog's Life or whatever.
No.
But, yeah, so those are the stars. There's a bunch of other people, but it's very ensemble. But those are the main three. And the blurb on Amazon says, "The Boys is an irreverent take on what happens when superheroes, who are as popular as celebrities, as influential as politicians, and as revered as gods, abuse their superpowers rather than use them for good. It's the powerless against the superpowerful as the boys embark on a heroic quest to expose the truth about the Seven and their formidable Vought backing." And in the show, Vought is like the company that like manages all the superheroes.
Yeah, they own them, basically. And they make them famous.
Yeah. And it's kind of funny. So the show is like a very corporatist take on superheroes where this company owns all the superheroes and they like go and stop crime and everything. But they also make movies with the superheroes.
Yeah.
And like sell all of their merchandise and stuff.
Yeah. And they have to do... Yeah, they're like... I mean, like if we see Angelina Jolie thing, I don't know. I don't know why I thought of Angelina Jolie. But like a movie star.
Yeah, they're like celebrities.
Yeah.
And in the show, we see them like go to like a Christian conference to give us a speech, which has caused a lot of controversy.
Oh, really?
A lot of people, yeah. A lot of people got mad at them because they feel like they're being mean to the Christians.
Well, but like the Christians do that. They do like conferences and, concerts.
But I think it was because they kind of had the superheroes leading it. In a way that, and they're like the bad guys, so they didn't like that. I saw Seth Rogen tweeting about it because Seth Rogen's a producer on the show.
Oh.
And he.
Well, he's Jewish. He doesn't care.
He tweeted those comments out as like advertising for the show because he's like, yep, that's what it is. But it's really fun. It's very violent and graphic at times. Like the main character, Homelander. He has laser vision like Superman. He's essentially Superman.
Yeah, and they have like the other girl. She's like a Wonder Woman, something queen, Mary Queen.
Queen Maeve.
Queen Maeve.
Yeah, and Homelander, he melts people with his eyes regularly.
Yeah.
So you see a lot of like melted people, which honestly it doesn't look that graphic because it literally just looks like they're wax things that he's melting, but I guess.
There is lots of blood too.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess when every time I saw it, it just looks very fake to me.
Well, so, obviously it's fake.
No, yeah, obviously it's fake, but it just like doesn't even look real in any way to me. So I was just
like if you think about a laser, if it's burning, I feel that there won't be so much blood because you're burning it, so it's cauterizing the area right
cauterizing.
Away. Cauterizing.
Cauterizing
the area right away, so there won't be so much blood exploding.
Yeah, that's something that people actually debate about. It's a hotly debated topic in the nerd world because when you think of like lightsabers, it's like a laser sword, right?
Yeah, there's no blood.
Well, the idea is like it should like cauterize the wound right away.
Yeah,
but at the same time, since it's so hot, wouldn't it also, like, make the flesh, like, boil?
No, I think it's because it's so hot, it, like, seals it right away.
Yeah,
but like, I got... One time I got my finger cauterized.
Uh-huh.
Because I had something in my finger. In my toe, sorry. And... in my toe. And the doctor just, like... And that's it. Like, there was no blood or anything.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, it's obviously, it's a small amount compared to cutting... A whole person, like half of a person.
Yeah.
But there was no blood or anything. Because it's like burning. I mean, if I cut you and I take a flame and I burn you, it's going to close right away.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know.
Probably.
You want to do the experiment?
No, no, you're probably right. It's just probably the...
We can try it on you.
I feel like for the boys, they wanted to make it more graphic. So that it has, like, more of an impact, so they're just, like, melting people.
I can try it on you.
No, that's all right.
Okay.
but the show is based on a comic book, which I think came out in, like, the early 2000s.
And my brother one time, he burned me with a fork. Like, he put the fork on the stove, like, heat it up, and then he put it on my skin, and there was no blood. So, I don't think there is blood. But, you don't like my story? It's based on the real life.
So, as I was saying, the show is based on a comic book that I believe was written in the early 2000s. And when the comic book was out, it was also, like, notably graphic, and it was like the angsty teenager kind of comic book that, oh, it's so realistic and violent and terrible. And they kind of brought that same feeling to the TV show. I think that I never read the comic book, but it sounds like they changed a few things just to make it more better for the format. But it's kind of interesting. They have like the seven big superheroes, but then they also have a bunch of side character superheroes.
I feel like we never met one of them.
We did.
The one that had a hoodie.
Black Noir?
No. The Black Noir was like the ninja guy, right?
Yeah.
But in the pictures, when they showed like the statues of them, there is one that has a hoodie.
I'm not sure.
That had like a cape and a hoodie.
There was like a fiery guy, I think, and that I think he like died before the show starts. And that's why
they replace
Starlight, her name Starlight, yeah. She like replaces him.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so the Seven is made up of Homelander, who is like Superman, Queen Maeve, who's Wonder Woman, the Deep, who's like Aquaman.
Yeah, who's Chase Crawford.
Chase Crawford?
Yeah, he plays the Deep.
Is that's the actor's name?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the one from Gossip Girl. That's why I know him. Yeah.
You're Gossip Girl boys.
Yeah.
There's the...
He was Nate Archibald.
What's the name of the guy that's like the Flash?
A-Train.
A-Train, yeah.
A-Train, the invisible guy.
Yeah, there's a translucent.
He's not invisible, he's translucent.
Which is funny, because he is invisible, but translucent is... They make a joke about it in the show, that translucent is like, you can see through it, but you can still see it.
Yeah, well, because he is not, because his skin is made of diamonds or something like that.
Carbon thing that.
And then he makes an illusion with the light.
Yeah. And then there's Black Noir, who's kind of like Batman, but more just like a ninja guy.
Yeah, or he's like a Deadpool.
Yeah, along those lines. But he's funny. He doesn't talk in the whole show.
No.
But he's probably the funniest character still.
He's just like super aggressive, this ninja guy, and then randomly he's like, I'm gonna play the piano.
Yeah.
Or he's making matcha tea.
Yeah. It's pretty funny.
And the new girl, which is a Starlight.
Yep. And she's kind of like, I guess, Starfire. I'm trying to find like an analog for one of the DC or Marvel people. I guess kind of like Captain Marvel, a little bit.
Yeah, like Captain Marvel.
I thought she never flies or anything, right?
No. Is she like Jane from the X-Men? No.
Who's Jane?
No, not Jane. There is one character in the X-Men that... Doesn't she have like something in her hands that is like lights? One with the red hair, and then she has like a white...
Oh, Rogue? No, so Rogue absorbs other people's powers.
Oh, okay.
But she just, like, shoots light from her hands.
Yeah.
They don't really explain her powers too much. But now getting into spoilers.
No, babe, don't spoil it so people can watch it.
Okay, fine, we won't get into spoilers.
But it's really good, we recommend it.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's like a 12 episode?
Eight episodes. Only eight.
Okay.
And I think that's, like, the perfect length. Like, if it was 10, I think I would probably have gotten bored at, like, episode 6 or 7.
Yeah, and they're going to shoot season 2? Because they left the show hanging, like,
episode. I think they did announce they're already shooting it.
Okay.
But, yeah, so it's very good.
And it's very controversial and, like, recent, like, things that are happening nowadays. Obviously, we don't have superheroes, but we have, like... corporate power and like how they're taking over things or making us buy things,
and how the companies like influence the government and stuff.
Yeah, so it's very related to what's happening, obviously taking into the superhero world.
Yeah, just kind of making it comic booky.
Yeah, Yeah, but we're recommended.
Yeah.
Avon Travel approve.
I think the length is perfect, though, because there was some stuff that it was just getting, like, a little bit boring, because they have so many characters and so many, like, side stories going on that some of it, I don't know, wasn't that interesting. I was just, like, more interested in the main ideas going on.
Okay. I was interested the whole time.
But, yeah, I think 8 episodes was perfect.
Qué bueno. It was good. So, and that's it for entertainment for this week. Go watch Fast and Furious and The Boys.
Did you recently move to a new town? Have you had trouble making friends? Try out Rent-A-Pal, the online community that connects you with friends. Join our community for a low, low price of $9.99, and you too can have friends. Are you tired of seeing people walking around with friends? Now you can have a friend too, at Rent-A-Pal.
Download now.
Where our members are contractually obligated to be your friend. Time for some news.
Dun, 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 dun. World news.
Item number one on the Trevor.
Item number one.
Yes, item number one. Okay. On the Trevor and Ava report.
Our reporters went out to the streets to find firsthand the most relevant news. So, here, the reports.
So, this week has some serious topics.
Yeah, they're sad.
But we're going to start with one serious piece of news. But we'll try to throw in something in there to make it a little bit lighter. But I'm sure everybody's heard about the shootings that happened in Dayton and El Paso.
In Ohio. Dayton, Ohio. Yeah.
In El Paso, Texas. And obviously, terrible news, and this stuff just shouldn't be happening.
It's just so sad. Like, it's straight right. Racist. Can't even say racism.
Yeah.
Racism.
And yeah, the El Paso guy had written that it was like about the
He said Mexicans. That he was targeting Mexicans.
Yeah. And then we heard a story about like a husband who was shielding his wife, and then the wife was shielding a baby, and the husband and wife both died, but the baby survived. So now the baby's an orphan. So there's just a lot of sadness coming out of that. And it's unfortunate that, like, this keeps happening in the U.S., where...
Especially this guy that... He didn't have a gun, just, like, a normal gun. He had, a rifle, like, a war rifle. Like, yeah. It wasn't, like, a baby gun or anything. It was a war gun. Like, you take that to war...
Yeah.
To protect a country or to do something. I'm against guns completely, so... But... It's just, like, how is this happening? Why does this person have access to this gun? I mean, like, he was completely prepared. He was wearing goggles. He was wearing the soundproof headphones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knew. Like, he was completely prepared. Like, it's just so sad.
Yeah.
Like, now people can't even go to Walmart.
Yeah, it was at a Walmart. And it's just, like, there was...
The Ohio one was also at a Walmart.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't that one wasn't political or racial. Didn't he, like, kill his family or something?
That was a lunatic.
Yeah. Well, they're both lunatics, but... Yeah. And just a week before these things happened, there was a garlic festival in Gilroy, California, that some guy just thought, like, that's... He had his mission there, that he had to kill some people.
They're just going to buy garlic. Like, it's a family thing.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to a fair about garlic. Like, I mean, garlic, it must be, like, the lamest thing to do for a festival. I mean, like, why would you go ruin people's life?
I don't know. And, like, I don't know. It's a thing where you don't know... People are throwing blame at a bunch of things, right? Like, they're just saying, oh, well, we need to fix mental health in this country. And, like, I guess to an extent we do, but we have to think of, like, all the ways that we can fix it, not just try to go after one thing at a time. Because obviously it's a big problem. If you look at the rankings of countries that have lots of shootings, the U.S. is at the top and ahead by a mile.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so sad. I mean, like, we're young people that we want to go out, want to go out to concerts and to festival. And it's scary. Now you have to think it twice. You're like, should I go?
Yeah.
Is this something that my life is going to be threatened? Like, even like, we're a young couple, right? Like, we want to have kids eventually. It's just scary to think that our kids are going to live in a world like that. And I come from Venezuela, where there is obviously a lot of violence and gun, but like there, you're afraid to get robbed and killed, right? Like, but it's different. Like, it's the desperation, like how people are desperate to get food. Here is just out of evil. Like, you're evil. You're an evil person, and you just want to kill people that are not your same color, or they have different belief, or they just come from a different country.
Yeah. Yeah. It sucks. And, like, the, you know, like, Ava and I probably agree that we should just, like, ban guns in general. And that's what Australia did, where they had, like, gun buybacks and stuff. And it's not a perfect solution, because the, you know, the criminals aren't going to give up their guns, and then gun owners, then they're going to argue that, well, now I don't have a way to defend myself. So there's not a solution right now to, like, please everybody. But the thing that annoys me the most is how politicians are trying to, like, place blame on other things, where it's like, we need to have parents, like, have stronger family units, or we need to
And they're right. Like, you should be upfront with your kids and tell them about the danger of these things. And, like, obviously all of these people are coming probably from, like, a ruptured household or from a trauma that they had in their life. I mean, just from the fact that some people really respect their president, right? Like, and, like, that's supposed to be the image of a president you're supposed to respect. And if the president they have is telling all these things about foreign and, like, building a wall, obviously those things are going to be in their heads. And if they're truly patriotic and they really love their president, which it should be that way, but we shouldn't idolize a person because it's still just a person, right?
Yeah.
So obviously it's coming from all the hate and messages that they're saying, because if you're telling me they're bad, I want to help my country be better.
Yeah.
So that shouldn't be the message out there.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're trying to, like, place blame on all these things that, you know, may or may not have an effect, like the family and, like, mental health. But it's like, they should be focusing on things that they can implement laws for, that we can see, like, a significant change in how many shootings are happening. It was actually interesting, apparently, like, the same weekend that these happened, there was, you know, a bunch of people shot in Chicago, and that just wasn't on the news, because Chicago's become, like, desensitized to how many people get shot in that city.
Because it happens so often.
Yeah, and Chicago has, like, some of the strictest gun laws in the world, but it's still not enough, so I don't know. It's a problem that needs to be solved, and Trump coming out and saying the problem is violent video games isn't helping, when there have been a lot of studies proving that video games actually reduce violent tendencies.
Yeah, because you probably release all your hate and stress shooting at something that...
Yeah, exactly.
It's a video game, you know, like, nobody's actually gonna get hurt.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is hard and it is tough, because we say, like, yeah, we need to ban guns and take all the guns. There might be people out there that actually know how to handle a gun, and they have all the safety measures, and they keep it away from their kids and their family, and they... So it's, like, hard. Like, how do we separate those two things from people that actually know how to take care of them from people that, like, shouldn't be even close to a knife? Because, I mean, a knife still, like... Like, so you're going to take away the guns, and then, like, these people are going to start stabbing people, too? You're obviously going to... You cannot kill as many people as with a gun, but
yeah.
You're going to go out stabbing people?
No, yeah, and that's an argument, but I've heard, like, gun owners saying, Well, if you take away the guns, they're just going to stab people with knives, and it's like...
Well, obviously, it won't happen, like, as a mass killing. It'll be less,
yeah.
But still, so, it is not just, like, so many things. It, and I believe it's, like, probably, like, 100%, like, the mental health of people.
Yeah, but the problem with mental health is, like, they're implementing red flag laws where, like, a neighbor can, like, call the police and say, this person did something crazy, and they have guns. And then the police will go take their guns away.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, to what extent is that going to solve any problems? Like, how many crazy people are there that somebody isn't going to notice as being crazy until, you know, something like this happens?
Yeah, I know. It is tough. But it's just so sad to think about all of those people that are now orphans. And kids are the orphans. And yeah. People that are being... like their loved ones are dead now.
Yeah.
Just because of a hate. I don't know. I mean, like, we're in 2019. How is this happening?
Yeah. And I think our listeners are good people, and, like, we don't have to worry about anybody crazy in our audience, but just try to spread the love and, like, be kind to people and respect everybody else, and then hopefully, if we start doing that, then it'll spread.
We have to teach people how great. I mean, like, we're bicultural. I mean, biracial.
We're kind of biracial,
but like mostly like cultural couple, right?
Yeah.
Like, we are two different cultures, two different countries together, and like we're just one of the many, many million examples that are in the world. So, like, why do we have to hate on that? Like, we just have to, I mean, like me from being from South America, we just need to show, like, how great of people we are. And, like, we're actually really hard workers. And, like, it's not fair. Like, obviously, we're not here because we're like, oh, I just want to live the American dream. No, we're here because there is forces of nature that we cannot live in our own country, that we have to flee our country because it's bad, like the situation, like there is no food, and like in our country, like many other countries are that's happening. So you're just looking for to save your family, like if you're migrating with your whole family or for your own well-being. So it's not our choice, like it's things that happen that make you do those things.
Yeah, and that moves us into item number two on the Trevor and Ava report, which was that recently, I think like a month ago, there were new policies enacted that like ICE has more, ICE, which is like the immigration something enforcement.
Yeah.
They have more.
La Migra.
Yeah, La Migra. Immigration. They have more bandwidth to like gather people up and get them ready to deport. And in Mississippi, I think you said it was at some schools.
Yeah, because it was Thursday, so it was the first day of school, and lots of parents went to drop off their kids. And then obviously there is a lot of things going on because the first day of school, and then companies so then I started going to schools and to companies, and they were asking for who are the illegal immigrants that are here. And I mean, they told them the name, so obviously all those people were kicked out. They said it was roughly about 680 people. And I mean, the thing about they say about the school, like being the first day of school, is that those kids went to school and then they came back home and their parents were not there anymore. So that's the thing that's why they mentioned the first day of school, because now these kids who were born in America, and they're entitled to be here, like they're Americans, right? But now there's separated from their parents, they don't know where their parents are.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, this is also so controversial, because like I came here super legal, like I never want to overstay my visa. I came here as a student. I pay all of my tuitions, then did my master's, so pay more tuitions and school, and finally got a job. So like I understand where the U.S. is coming, because you don't want to have illegal people here, right? Like, it's not even fair for other people that had to sacrifice so much and do all of the proper paperwork. So I mean, it is just so, like, I don't know, it is hard, like it's just hard to control, because people are fleeing their country and want to come here. But it, I feel like it's also the company's fault that is hiring all of these illegal people.
Oh, yeah, totally. The companies are taking advantage.
Because if you don't hire anybody, then they will be on the obligation to get their proper paperwork, right? Because if you really want to stay here, you will get all your right paperwork. But if they're hiring me without any proper paperwork and, like, Social Security, no, it's okay, you don't need it. And this, oh, no, it's okay, you don't need it. Then they'd be like, then why do I spend thousands of dollars on getting all of my paperwork when I can just do it for free?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I agree that I don't think, like, I don't really support people coming into the country illegally. But at the same time, I feel like the U.S. needs to create a better system to allow them to become legal. Because,
and like, it's so hard and expensive.
It is, and it takes so long.
Like, I mean, like, Trevor and I, as a married couple, and, I mean, it costs so much money just for me to get a temporary green card. Like, they didn't even give me a green card. And then, like, it's just so hard, because then you see all these other people that are actually getting married to fake it and then get a green card. So I see why they do it.
Yeah.
The thing is that there is so many bad people too that are just trying to trick the government and trying to take the wrong way to do things. So it's like, oh, why do people have to break all the rules? Like,
yeah, they make a bad name for immigrants in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, at the same time, like with how it's working right now with ICE, who is just like a very aggressive group of people, from what I've seen, where they're like storming buildings and like pulling people out.
It's horrible. Like, they just like grab them by their hair and like putting in a plane, a one way ticket plane. And I read something that they were saying they put all of these people from Guatemala to a plane back to Guatemala, and they were being so mean that they were spraying the airplane with air freshener because apparently like people smell bad. Yeah, but if you're taking somebody from like a construction building, what do you think they're gonna smell like? Flowers? Like, you didn't even give them a chance to shower.
Yeah, and I've seen videos of ICE like stopping a bus because they think there's like illegal immigrants on a bus, just like a Greyhound bus.
Oh.
And they like pull them over and they like storm it with their like taser guns out and stuff.
Yeah, it's just so horrible. I mean, and this is the thing that happens with police and people from the government, that they take advantage of their power.
Mm-hmm.
And it might not be a good, like, a job that they wanted to do, but if you didn't want to do that job in your life, why did you pick that job, right? Like, it's so horrible. Just like, I mean, my aunt was telling us a story that one of her workers, he was just going from a city to Caracas, and he bought butter, like just like regular butter. And the military came into the bus, and then they wanted to take his butter. And he's like, that's my butter. I bought it with my own money. And they shoot him because he didn't want to give him the butter. It's like, how do you kill a person for a piece of butter? So it's just like taking advantage of power.
Yeah.
And it is such a polemic thing. Like, there is obviously, they're doing the best for their country, but then they're also like, all of the human rights are being broken. Because at the end of the day, you're human beings. Like, you are the same race. Like, we're all humans. Like, we shouldn't be treating each other this way.
Yeah. Yeah, we just need like better policies in place to, like, it's ridiculous to like be separating these families and just like sending these people who are contributing to the economy like back to their country just because we don't want to like go through the effort of legalizing them. Like, give these people Social Security numbers, have them start paying taxes. And to be honest, they are paying taxes already. They're paying sales tax, property tax, tax on anything. The only thing they're probably not paying is income tax.
Yeah. Or sometimes when they hire people like that, like they call under the table,
mm-hmm.
They pay them like 30% less than minimum wage. So yeah, it's almost like you're paying taxes. Because the company is taking that money. They're not paying you that money.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just the immigration process that is so hard. Because, I mean, I want to believe that people don't want to be here illegally because it also closes so many doors for you.
Yeah. You have to be hiding all the time. You can't take advantage of, like, Medicare, Medicaid.
I mean, and it's not like they were taking advantage. It's like you're right if you were as a citizen here, right? But the thing is that it's just so hard to go through all of this process. And, like, it's binders and binders of papers and, like, paying lawyers. And then it can be a fraud lawyer. So you have to pay another lawyer to sue that other lawyer. And it's like, oh, my God, I just want to be legal here.
Yeah.
I just want to be safe. I don't want to break any rules. Like, and I don't want to be a bad person.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. Hopefully things get better. Like, I know we're not going to save the world and, like, change people's mind, but I don't know, little by little, right? Like a grain of sand.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody that's supportive of just, like, being a good person is going to move us in the right direction, at least.
Yeah. And there are so many sites online, like, that you can find information, like real information and organizations that can teach you and like the real news of what's happening,
because
mm-hmm. like there is also websites that aren't saying things that shouldn't be said.
Yeah.
But if you look for the right information and what do you call that, like accountable things, you can find answers and maybe like join some movements. Not even a, like, going great, but like join good movements.
Yeah, but yeah, I think step one is just respect each other and don't hate somebody just because of like the situation they're in or like where they're from,
just because they have an accent. I mean,
the color of their skin, their yeah. accent, all this stuff is, it's stuff that we can't control. You're like born into it.
I mean, I literally read something on Facebook. It was kind of sassy, but it was so true. It said that people ask, like, why do you have an accent? And then my answer is, why don't you speak another language? I mean, like, why don't you speak Spanish then?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not my fault that I had to learn a second language to be here. If anything, be grateful that I can communicate, I can express myself, I can help you.
Realistically, everybody has an accent.
Yeah.
It's just where you come from. I mean, like, the New York accent is super strong. And my Midwest accent isn't that strong, but there's the Southern accent.
Yes. I mean, like a British accent. Speak English, right? But there's
British. And you just have a Venezuelan English accent, so.
Yeah. That make you fall in love with me, right?
Exactly.
Oh, God. It's just... It is something delicate, but I'm sure, like, little by little, we can just teach people that the most important thing is love, and to love each other and to show respect. Because I think that's the first thing. Like, we need to respect each other.
Yeah. Okay. And item number 3 on the Trevor and Ava report, bringing it up a little bit brighter news. A wolf-dog hybrid that escaped from a Florida sanctuary was safely captured and returned after being spotted by members of the public.
Oh, wow.
This is the wolf sanctuary in Naples that, didn't somebody famous just go to?
Oh, yeah.
Jenna Fisher? Was it?
No. She's the girl from...
From The Office?
No. From the show I watch.
Breaking Up Together?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that's Jenna Fisher.
Oh, okay.
She was in The Office as well.
Oh, yay.
Yep.
Oh, she's so old now.
But yeah, the Shy Wolf Sanctuary in Naples said Ava, a wolf dog hybrid, escaped about 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday.
Ava always wanted to break free.
But they got her with a tranquilizer an hour after she escaped.
Was she old?
Oh wait, so it says they shot her with a tranquilizer, but then she got to run away before she fell asleep.
But they found her.
But it says she jumped a 10-foot fence to escape.
Oh, maybe she's not being treated nice.
Yeah, maybe. Because
I feel like if you're a pet, I mean, well, you're an animal, right? But if you're being treated nice and you, I mean, like, especially like a wolf, right? Still like a dog. They're smart. And I mean, like a dog will go back home because they know they're being treated nice and there is food and there is warm, there is water. So why would you want to escape if you're being treated nice?
Yeah. I mean, it is the case where, I mean, we had a rabbit.
Yeah.
And she would try to get out of her cage, right?
Yeah.
Because she wanted to, like, run around and explore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it might just be
it's
that.
It's a while.
Yeah.
It's an animal. I mean, even, like, a human, like, sometimes you're like, oh, let's just go outside. Yeah. You kind of want to be inside.
Yeah, and it might just be that.
But, okay, well, hopefully they treat them good.
But Ava is back home now.
Ava is a free spirit. But I don't know. I mean, some people, like the zoo, it's not nice. Like, we know animals are not being treated nice in the zoo.
I mean, I wouldn't say every zoo, but, like, the circus we know is bad.
Yeah, but even the zoo, like, you're just there. Like, people think, like, when you see a lion or, like, a feline, that they're just, like, walking back and forth. That just means that they, like, really want to escape. That they're
bored.
Yeah, they don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And that's the behavior you see when you go to the zoo. But, yeah. Well, I don't know. Because, I mean, basically the zoo is just for humans to see these animals in a cage. So.
Yeah.
So it's not nice.
Yeah, it is. It's like a museum with animals.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And that's it for the Trevor and Ava report.
For the ever.
Trevor and Ava report.
The ever report. Hello. Now we're moving into our advice section of the podcast. So do we have any advice to give today, Trevor?
We do. We got a message from Kyle Lamb.
Hi, Kyle.
And Kyle is asking, any advice on what kind of jobs can help with making new friends?
Mm.
He expands, I realize that each job I find ends up being a job where I am isolated and not able to make connections with people. I've even intentionally taken a retail job so I could meet people, as I assumed that I would be around coworkers and have opportunities to talk to them, but I ended up working night shifts, closing a department by myself each night.
Hmm. Well, maybe he didn't pick the right hour.
Definitely.
If he wanted, because he's closing, so yeah. People is just tired and they just want to go home, right? Like,
I mean, that, yeah, night shift is definitely kind of a loner hour. You're going to have less employees working, less people to talk to, less customers.
Yeah.
But what, do you have any ideas on jobs that are more social?
I mean, I only have my current experience as a job. And my job is very social, so I work in an office as a textile designer, fashion company. And yeah, we get to talk. I get to know my coworkers a lot. So I think being in an environment, especially like we are probably 99% women, so we do talk a lot because we are women, and women by nature, we talk and communicate a lot, way more than men do, right? So I think being in an office helps, especially because my office, we're like cubits, so you have, like, to get into the office, you have to go through everybody's cubits, and you're like, good morning, good morning, good morning. But if he wants to work in retail, I think maybe just the hours that he's picking, or like the shift that he's selecting to work might not be the best, especially like the night shift, because people are just tired of all day and like they just want to go home and they probably don't want to be like talking to people. And maybe in his mind, maybe he's like really young, so maybe in his mind he's like, oh, probably like after work we can go out for drinks. But maybe his co-workers already have family, so they just want to get home to their families. So maybe he should try to find a store that is younger people working, like, I don't know, like an Urban Outfitters where people is like in their 20s, so maybe they will be up to going for drinks after closing the store.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, if you want coworkers that you're like hanging out with, I think like working at a restaurant is pretty good. I mean, I worked at McDonald's and I was like friendly with most of my coworkers. But even if you're like a server or host or something at a restaurant, I think that would be pretty good. I always thought it's probably pretty fun to work at like a theme park. I don't know how much time you get to spend with your coworkers, because it seems like a lot of the time like one person's like directing people on which lane to go for the ride and one person is hitting the go button. So I'm not sure how much they hang out with each other, but it's also a fun environment and you interact with a lot of people. But if you want to get to know like people that you're not necessarily working with, maybe be a bartender. Isn't that like a huge bartender thing that they like talk with the people at the bar?
Oh yeah, and then you're like a psychologist.
Yeah.
Listening to people's problems.
Maybe that's an option.
Yeah, so maybe learn how to make drinks.
Or even like maybe like events, like if you're working.
Oh yeah.
If you're working, maybe
like
not
an event coordinator.
Or as like a caterer or something, where you're helping people plan an event that they're going to have like a really good time and you're just trying to,
yeah,
I feel like you get friendly with clients that way.
Yeah, it depends. I don't really talk to caterers. But yeah, I think as a event planner, they do have to be very social
and like get to know you
and get to know you. Yeah. Okay, yeah, those are good choices for him.
Maybe what about a travel agent?
Oh.
Where you're like getting to know the family and like their vacations and what they like and stuff.
And be like, can I go with you guys?
Are people travel agents still?
Yeah.
Is that's still a job?
Yeah, I have a coworker that she does.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because
they have luxury now, like luxury travel agents. So they plan your whole trip for you and they can find your hotel, the different activities that you're going to do during that time period that you're going to be in that country or city, and then your flights, and if you're going to Europe, there is a lot of things you can do in Europe because everything is connected by train or car, so
yeah,
they can plan all of that for you.
Yeah. And I don't know if this necessarily works, but maybe even like a personal assistant or office assistant that like you like get to know your boss very well.
Yeah.
That like, I mean, I guess you become like an important part of their life and like helping them with things. I guess that's more of like one person than like getting a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
But
I would think it depends on the environment too, because if you're working with a very chill and like open coworkers, that might be in result. But if you're working, I don't know, maybe like a law firm, like everybody's really, I don't know, I'm thinking like law firm people are very serious.
Yeah.
And they might not want to share their life with anybody. But if you're like working with artists, like everybody's so chill that they're like, oh yeah, come to my house.
Yeah.
Let's be happy, let's go out for drinks, things like that.
Yeah. But I think like the most important thing when you're trying to find a job, I know you want to find, you want to find something that is going to like help you make friends, but if you find a job that you like and like doing something you like and there's other people working that same job with you, you'll probably get along. So I think the most important thing is just to find something that you enjoy doing.
Yep. I think any of those options can help you be more social with people. Yep, I hope this helped.
Thank you for listening to episode 4 of Trevor and Ava Save the World.
And remember to respect and love each other, no matter the color of your skin or the accent you have. And until next time, remember to save the world.